This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show broadcast number 401 for Friday, May 20th. ICE Canola futures are higher on Friday morning, gleaning support from other vegetable oils. The July canola contract gained $6.20 at $1,156.20 per ton, and new crop November rises $8 at $1,055.90 per ton. There's also support for veg oils coming from small upticks in global crude oil prices. Dry conditions still dominate much of the western prairies, with seeded crops in need of moisture despite recent rain. A system over the eastern prairies is adding more moisture to already thoroughly soaked fields, restricting the extent of planting progress. Drier weather is forecast for next week. Saskatchewan reports spring seeding is at 33% complete, with the bulk of the intended acres on the western side of the province. Alberta will issue its crop report later today. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending May 15th are down 41% at nearly 107,000 tons. Canola exports are up 36% at more than 151,000 tons. Domestic usage falls back 20% at over 123,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady on Friday morning, with the loonie at 78.02 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 78.07. In the United States, the Wheat Quality Council Tour wrapped up with its estimate of 39.7 bushels per acre. That's down from last year's 58.1. This coming Wednesday is the final planting date for U.S. corn in a number of states. After Wednesday, insurance coverage drops 1% per day until the late planting date. Heat and dry conditions are eroding wheat conditions in France. The crop drops to 73% good to excellent, down 9 points from last week. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Friday morning. The July contract gains 12 cents at 17.02 per bushel. July soy oil rises almost 1.7 cents at 81.21 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is up $3 at $4.28.30 per short ton. Corn futures are lower this morning. The July contract loses 6.5 cents at $7.78 per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker, with a July contract dropping 16 cents at 6.12. The U.S. wheat complex is down hard as well, with Chicago July falling 22 cents at 11.79. Kansas City July gives up 29.5 cents at 12.66. And Minneapolis July foregoes 33 cents at 12.97.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, May 20th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.